Agot Tovach, Shavua Tov. This is Rabbi Eitan Toker in Brooklyn, New York. On this eve of Slichos and the intensity of Yamim Naraim beginning, I'd like to draw our attention to one of the brachas that were offered in the Sedra that we read this morning. Baruch Ata Ba'ir, Uvarach Ata Basada. Blessed are you in the city, and blessed are you in the field. This pasuk presents a significant problem. And the Chachamim wonder, why do we need this double lashon here? Blessed in the city, blessed in the field. It should simply say, blessed everywhere, Baruch Ata. However, the Lashon could conceivably express this idea. There isn't a necessity for this Kefel Lashon, this double language, which is basically saying the same thing. In the city, in the field, is everywhere. So why do we need this particular detail? And here the Mefarshim struggle with trying to find meaning to this language. The Ibn Ezra famously teaches that pshat-oriented approach, Baruch Ata Ba'ir, V'hayam Shema Tishmu B'kol Hashem, if you listen to the words of Hashem, you will be blessed in the city. Meaning, how do people make a living in the city? Business, commerce, how they buy, they sell. So there's a specific venue, a methodology through which a person increases their material gain in the city, and that's business, commerce. In the Sada, it's very different. There, it's an agricultural environment. And so Baruch Ata Ba'Sada is the blessing of having material bounty in the agricultural field. And so, while the bracha tells us of material blessing, they are different types of material blessings based on the context in which a person is operating. And this makes sense, certainly, from a pshat perspective. The Ben Ish Chai, however, offers, I think, a deeper layer here, or another layer. And this layer is that when people dive into the Ribono Shel Olam and they seek answers, beseeching Hashem for blessing, whether it's in health, or it's in parnasa, or it's in shiduchim, or it's for whatever it's going to be. And we ask the Ribono Shel Olam to give us blessing. We are only finite beings who have a sense of what is best for us. And so we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us a blessing based on our finite understanding of our reality. However, sometimes we could be asking for two things which are contradictory to one another, and we don't even know it. And here is what Ben Ish Chai says. Baruch Ata Ba'ir, Baruch Ata Ba'Sada means these are two brachas which are mutually exclusive to one another. For example, if it rains, then that's perhaps good from one perspective, because of the fact that you have rain and things will grow. But on the other hand, for the food and the grain that is already in the silos and it's in the storehouses, then it's not good for them because they'll become all wormy and infested and so on. So if you ask for rain, if you have the bracha of rain, then it is good on one side of the ledger, but it's bad on the other side of the ledger. And this is what the Ben Ish Chai says. Baruch Ata Ba'ir, Uvarach Ata Ba'Sadeh means, if we listen to Dvar Hashem and we show loyalty and fidelity to Dvar Hashem, then we will be zoche to all the brachas of the Ribono Shel Olam, even the brachas that are usually mutually exclusive and contradictory to one another. Having rain over here is a bracha, but at the same time, it causes damage over there. Somehow the Ribono Shel Olam will give us such extraordinary brachas that even hafuchim, things which are opposite to one another, we will be blessed with. And that, it's like, you know, not everyone can win the lottery. If everybody wins the lottery, everybody wins a buck, a dollar, $2. You need one person to win the lottery. It's impossible for everyone to win the lottery and win $1 million. But this is the bracha of Baruch Ata Ba'ir, Baruch Ata Ba'Sadeh, that everyone gets to win $1 million, even though they're mutually exclusive to one another and they do not seem possible. That's not just telling us that you're going to be blessed in the city and be blessed in the field. It's telling us a profound approach to human existence, which is that if we are able to be in consonance and resonance with Dvar Hashem, things that seem to be lemala min hateva can actually come our way. And these brachas are possible. There's yet another approach, and this is based on a medrash. The medrash tells us that bizchus, the mitzvos of the ear, you will get a bracha. Bizchus, the mitzvos of the sada, you will get a bracha. In other words, that there's certain mitzvos that are more unique to this to city life, and there's certain mitzvos that are more unique to the farmer's life, out in the field. So what are the examples of mitzvos that are city mitzvos? Maka, fence around your porch, a fence around your roof. a mezuzah, Ner Shabbos even, sukkah. Somehow these are associated with the ear. Sadeh, leket shechecha and peah. So I get the brachas of the field. In the zuchus of doing leket shechecha and peah, these are all agricultural mitzvahs of tzedakah, of giving to the poor a portion of our produce. In this chus, then you will be blessed. But what about these mitzvahs of the city? Mezuzah, sukkah, ner Shabbos, even ma'akeh. What are all these about? So it seems to me that, and there are different versions of the Medrash, it seems to me that a person who lives in the city has certain mitzvahs that are perhaps easier for them, and certain mitzvahs that are more difficult. And a person who lives in the field has certain mitzvahs that are easier to accomplish and certain mitzvahs that are more difficult. So what's the common denominator of the mitzvahs of the city, like mezuzah, like Ner Shabbos, like sukkah, and challah, according to one version of the Medrash? All those mitzvahs, mezuzah, Ner Shabbos, challah, sukkah, all of these are about creating a divine consciousness, an awareness of Hashem. Challah is certainly about Hakaras Hashem, and mezuzah is about Hakaras Hashem, and even Ner Shabbos, because when there's shalom in the house, then the divine spirit rests in such a place. These are mitzvahs that create a divine consciousness, a divine awareness, a divine presence in our life. The mitzvahs of the Sadeh, mitzvahs of Sadeh, leket shechecha and peah, this is about relating to our neighbors. And so the mitzvahs, the common denominator of the mitzvahs in each area are bedafka mitzvahs that are harder to accomplish. Why do I say that? In the city, a person's all their needs are taken care of. In a city, you have bakeries and you have butchers and you have craftsmen and you have tailors and you have all the things you need to live. And you even have the food that's brought in from the fields that is sold in the city. So a person could slip into a way of thinking which is absent of Hakaras Hashem, absent of divine presence. And so the mitzvahs in the city are specifically to counter that. Mitzvahs that have to do with Hakaras Hashem. If a person is able to live in the city and create divine consciousness, Hakaras Hashem in their life, living such a life is a bracha, and living such a life of Hakaras Hashem will bring about bracha. And the same thing, but the opposite, in the field. In the field, it's not so easy to do mitzvahs bein adam l'chavero. You don't see people that often, right? I mean, people, farmers, they live miles around. It's hard to do that. So the mitzvahs of the field are in order to inculcate and to focus our attention on bein adam l'chavero. Bein adam l'makom isn't a problem in the field. In the field, every farmer knows, if it doesn't rain, I don't have parnasa. Farmers are the biggest maminim because they mamish feel the hashkachas Hashem every day. But what the farmer needs is help in bein adam l'chavero, and so therefore leket shechecha and peah. The city is easy to do bein adam l'chavero. In other words, the opportunities avail themselves quite easily. You have people all over the place. But bein adam l'makom, that's a little bit more problematic. It's easy for me to forget, God forbid, that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All my needs are taken care of, and they're taken care of by other people. So in the city, the bracha, the mitzvahs, which lead to a life of bracha and cause Hashem's bracha to come upon me, are mitzvahs that create Hakaras Hashem in my life. And in the field, the mitzvahs that enable me to live a life of bracha and cause Hashem's bracha to rest upon me, those are mitzvahs bein adam l'chavero. Each context requires additional an investment in the mitzvahs that aren't so readily available. So therefore, Baruch atah ba'ir, uvarach atah basadeh. You will be blessed, bizchus, the mitzvahs of the city, if you do the mitzvahs of the city, and you'll be blessed in the field if you do, bizchus, the mitzvahs of the field. But here's the final point which connects them, and that is that the ear and the sadeh are dependent upon one another. The people in the city require the people in the field. They require the field. The field provides the food. If there's no food, there's no life in the city. And the truth of the matter is that the people in the field are dependent on the city. Because if there's no city, who are they going to sell the fruits to? There'll be subsistence living, but it won't be great parnasa. And so the ear and the sada are intertwined and interdependent upon another. On a deeper level, our relationship in Adam Lamakom and our relationship in Adam Lachaveir are interdependent upon one another. The ear without the sada without the ear is incomplete. Bahaya im Shamoa, says the Rabbanu Shel Olam through the words of Moshe, if you listen to Kol Hashem, to the Dvar Hashem, in a meaningful, profound, and full and complete way, Barachata Ba'ir, you will be blessed, Bizchus, the mitzvahs of the ear, by living the mitzvahs of the ear. Ubarachata Ba'sada, you will be blessed, in the Zchus of the mitzvahs of the Sada, by living the mitzvahs of the Sada. Agudvach, Achsiva Simatova to us all.